Watching the Monkey.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to another episode of The Art of Being with the Act Matrix. We have a guest today, Yossi Ehrenreich, and all the way from Israel. Whoa, we're impressed. But first, we must have a word from our sponsor, and Phil deals with that.
Yes. So, folks, our sponsor is us. We are sponsoring ourselves, and we're able to produce this podcast through our ACT Matrix certification program, which Kevin and I offer, and we're working to build a community of like-minded folks who are into doing generous work by having collaborative conversations like this and helping those we serve get where they want to go. And all you have to do to get started is go to the ACT Matrix Academy. There's a link there somewhere, and sign up or click on the link below if you're watching this on YouTube. And the training is absolutely free. And, you know, it's always free because we want people to use the Matrix. And then when you're ready, you would sign up for certification at some point. So that's it.
That's it. And now we'll hear from Yossi. He'll tell us what he's here to talk about, his art of being.
Okay. So my main focus is I'm a school psychologist.
Oh, no.
Another school psychologist. Yay.
No, that's true.
And
that's wild.
I'm the chairman of the Israeli Association of Applied Psychophysiology and Biofeedback.
Ooh, wow.
Which is actually people doing biofeedback.
Oh, okay.
We keep it simple here, Yossi.
Oh, yeah, we like that. Yeah.
Biofeedback, yes.
We borrowed our name from the American Association of Applied Psychophysiology and Biofeedback.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, that's a lot to say.
Yeah.
So it's biofeedback.
So it's biofeedback.
Okay.
Yeah.
All together. And as practicing school psychologist and a biofeedback practitioner, it was one day that I read your book, Kevin. I think it was the second book.
The Essential Guide.
Yep. The Essential Guide. And then I read the part on the shark.
Yeah.
And that strikes me because what I actually do is presenting sharks and scary stuff. And watching psychophysiology.
Oh, okay.
That's what we do in biofeedback.
Yeah.
So I was reading it and I kind of figured out, okay, that's the way to do biofeedback.
Yeah.
So I'm not suggesting it as a metaphor. I'm actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So you throw people in with sharks.
To devise it because I ask someone to sit and is actually hooked with the psychophysiology measurement.
Wired up.
Sensors is wired up. And all he has to do is keep the line going down.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. As if the line keeps going down, then you see a smiling face. Otherwise, the smiling face tends to be a shark.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Okay.
So that's how I mixed the two together. And then when I give it a thought about how to integrate both modalities, actually, because I believe the matrix is some kind of a modality or... Now I'm teaching school psychologists the ACT Matrix.
Excellent.
And what I tell them, because most of them are psychodynamic, you should know that.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah.
It's different over here in the States. That's interesting.
They're mostly. And the reason I say that, folks, is because Phil might remember years ago they were talking about bringing me over to Israel to Yes. To talk. And that's what I found out, that it was, there's still a lot of people doing psychodynamic work in Israel. So yeah, now it rings a bell. Okay. So the people that you are teaching.
I'm teaching. Most of them are psychodynamic.
Okay. Wow.
They also learned, have some knowledge about CBT, but they don't practice CBT.
Okay.
I don't actually practice CBT at all. I'm only practicing behavior therapy.
Yeah.
Because that's what works for me.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So I present them the ACT Matrix as some kind of mindfulness for engineers.
Mindfulness
for engineers. I love it.
Why? Because there are steps that you can follow. Once you figure the full concept of following the steps, noticing the hooks, and focusing on what promotes you, the forward moves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true.
Then you get the whole thing. And it's actually, you got the whole thing. You should know that I mixed it with a lot of Sigmund Freud.
So you added Freud. That's great. Yeah.
Great. I'd love to show Freud.
He actually said that the pressure principle is pretty much the same as introducing the rabbit with the carrot and the dog.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So you want to maximize the pleasure.
Yeah.
Says
a lot of us do. We want to maximize the pleasure and we want to minimize the pain.
Right.
But he didn't say we should minimize the pain.
Yeah, I know that, but that's our wayside of the matrix, is the lessening of pain and getting rid of that. So yeah, that's us humans.
Well, I believe that we actually lessening the suffering.
The suffering, pain. Yeah.
The pain is unavoidable.
Yeah.
Part of life, yeah.
And I kind of...
So how do these people, is it school psychologists who are psychodynamic, correct?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the second year they're teaching the same course.
Yeah, okay.
And they just love it.
Really? All right.
Because it's easy.
Customers.
It's easy to learn. It's easy to conceptualize a case. It's easy to get the session going forward. Yeah. And actually, it focuses on what actually was working, right?
What's working, yeah.
That's the main focus.
Do something that is working.
Yeah, that's a good thing to work on. Yep. All right. Work on worth working. Wow, cool.
Yeah, that is really
neat. I bet you never did that, Phil.
What's that?
Train psychodynamic school psychologists in the matrix.
Well, I did through my association. I did a couple of workshops. I belong.
The folks that were psychodynamic?
They were pretty much in the crowd. They were psychodynamic. Yeah.
Really? Wow. Well,
it was a mix. CBT, psychodynamic, but there were a lot of old school people in the crowd.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I'm impressed. Yeah. You know, I in the state of Maine, I would have to look really hard to find psychodynamic people.
Yeah.
Sort of, as you say, old school. It's a little bit.
Now the people in the training programs nowadays, like such as yours, Yossi, they're definitely CBT behavioral. They're, you know, the psychodynamic stuff is just not really taught much anymore at all, as far as I know. Maybe in a few places, but.
Well, I was influenced by Paul Wachtel, model is mixing psychodynamic with behavioral therapy, and I love behavioral therapy, and I love the insights that I can gain from psychodynamic perspective.
You like the insights.
I believe, if you do the matrix right, you can actually get very deep insights.
Yeah, down the rabbit hole. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Because you just have to focus on the lower sides, the yucky stuff and the values.
The yucky stuff and the values.
That's what makes a man.
Yeah.
Very true. Very true. Wow. Cool. Yeah. And then, yes, then it gets very deep. There's no doubt about it. That's the fun thing about it. You can say surface level light and then go deep, as you say, into the more insight oriented.
Yeah.
Yes. Behavior work is always insight oriented. Because you experience and then you get the insight. You don't have to look for it while you have some kind of a mental masturbation.
Very nice.
Yep.
Then point is experiencing, then you get to notice what is really happening to you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We call it riding the bike, Kevin and I. You gotta get on the bike and ride it.
Yep.
Can't talk about it. You got to get on the bike to have the experience.
And through riding it, you have experiences, and then you get insight. It doesn't require mental masturbation.
Yeah, right.
As he talked about, which is the act matrix is definitely not that. You get off and do stuff. And ultimately, of course, your life is about what you do.
Yes. What you do, what you choose, because there's a point of choosing. Mm-hmm. You can choose which way you want to guide your life to. You want to drive your life. Yeah. Right.
That's it.
And exactly right.
You are the driver.
You're the driver. And it's actually the way you drive your car is the way you drive your life.
Yeah.
And we're into the driving metaphor, the bus
very
metaphor,
cool.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, and you should look at the forward moves, right? Mm. If you look at the forward moves, it's actually like a destination of a ride,
mm-hmm.
right? Yep. Wherever you look, that's where you will find yourself at the end.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. That's the idea. The tree in the forest, the tree in the desert gives you a place to look at and move toward. Yes. So, drive toward in this particular case. Anybody who knows riding motorcycles knows to be careful what you stare at, because right. you'll drive straight toward what you stare at. And get you in a lot of trouble. right. Yeah.
It's actually a physiological thing.
Mm.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Riding towards what you were looking at.
Yep.
So that's the main. It's called tunnel vision effect. And tunnel vision effect means that you are hooked.
Yeah. Okay.
That's, I like it. A different way of looking at hooked.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you're hooked on something and you keep staring at what you're hooked on, you'll move your life.
You move toward your
narrow. All your attention, all your energy is going in that direction.
And going into the hook. And that, of course, maintains the hook. That's just it. And just in case people don't understand hook, it's like the example I often use is when somebody cuts you off in traffic and you get angry about being cut off in traffic. And then when you get home, you see your loved one or neighbor or something, and you immediately start telling them about the so-and-so they cut you off in traffic, and you're cussing and ranting and raving and all of that stuff about that. Well, you're hooked, and that's where you're driving your life toward is the hook at that particular time. And hooks like that can overtake you. And
right.
Yeah. And then you don't look, and then you have the tunnel vision.
Yeah.
And then you look around you and say, oh wow, there's all this other cool stuff I could be focusing on. There's my loved ones or my hobby or my whatever, there's all kinds of other cool things. And instead I'm focusing on being hooked. And it makes a lot of sense, right? And then you drive right toward the hook. And then, boom, if it's a wall, then you run into a wall. It doesn't feel very good. And it's certainly not a good way to lead your life.
Right.
Not on those kind of hooks anyway. Mm. There's all, I like to throw in when you were teenagers, especially, we'll usually get hooked on some attractive person. and we'll drive
every 5 minutes.
Right. And we'll drive our lives right toward them, but that's a different kind of hook.
We like them hooks.
Yeah, those are a lot of fun to look back on when you're but the good old days when you had lots of vim and vigor and chasing around attractive people and stuff. But anyway, another kind of hook, but nevertheless, tunnel vision. And that's exactly what it is. That's all you see. Wow. So you hook people up to biofeedback with this, though.
Yes, I wire them to the sensors, and I should describe what the basic features of biofeedback are.
Yeah, please do.
So you can see that why it really can integrate together. But we actually have two features of biofeedback. One is imaging, and the other is giving it feedback. And imaging is actually that's what enables awareness. And essentially, once you are aware of your what you are sensing in your body and which is presented on screen, you can learn to accept it. Because you watch it online.
Yeah.
And it is online, is in present moment. You are fully present as an historical human being as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I can trigger you and I'm asking you to think of something that happened in the past.
Yep.
And you get triggered and we actually get hooked. Now I can teach you what it means to get hooked.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can notice it.
And you can watch it on the screen?
Yeah. You can actually watch it on the screen.
When they can watch it on the screen.
Right. What?
Well, they're watching it too, right? It's kind of like right there for them to see it.
That's the biofeedback. Yeah, see it, right?
I'm thinking about it like a matrix almost, because that's like the matrix. What we do is we get that stuff up on. We're not using biofeedback, but we're putting experiences up on the matrix for them to look at.
Right.
Without the wiring.
Without the wiring. Once you wire them, they can actually feel it and see it, and they're aware of the bodily sensations.
Yeah.
By the way, folks, these wires, they're not electrical. They take in input. They're sensors.
There's no danger going on.
Yeah. Right. When we're wiring somebody up, they put a little ointment on and stick it up. I only point at my forehead because that's what you can see. But for EEG studies and stuff, electroencephalogram studies, they put the little electrode on your scalp. And they do that in biofeedback.
Right. That's neurofeedback. We do measure EEG.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes.
And then you did heart rate.
And there is heart rate. Heart rate is actually what you can work out with compassion.
Mm.
Because once you are in a compassionate mood, in a compassionate state, then your heart rate variability is higher.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So they can notice when they are in a compassionate state mm-hmm. by watching the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So once they are getting the feedback, which is the second feature of biofeedback, it affords a committed action. So you know what to do to change your behavior towards something that you want. I want to be more compassionate. Okay, I know how to do it. I know how it feels.
You know what to visualize?
I can tell, what?
They would learn what to visualize?
They don't have to visualize, just have to listen to their heart.
Yeah.
Listen to their heart.
Heart.
Now that's a poem right there.
And noticing the way they breathe.
Yep.
Breathing in and breathing out.
Yep.
Now it's and they can see the difference. And once they sense, okay, it's easier to be compassionate to yourself and to other people once you are in a high frequency of object variability.
Wow.
Yeah, so you're talking about heart rate variability here, right? Is that the OCS?
Yeah, that's the mode for compassion.
Yeah.
Okay, so they learn what compassion feels like, essentially.
Essentially. And
they're experiencing it in the moment, right?
Right. While hooked up to biofeedback, they learn what compassion feels like. And the idea is that after you disconnect them from the feedback equipment, they can return to what that feels like.
Right. That's the main thing. But once they can learn how to do it without equipment, they can choose to do it whenever they want to.
Right.
Yeah.
It becomes a tool.
And that's the tool.
Yeah. It becomes a go-to spot.
Yeah.
Now it's time for me to go to compassion. They can go to that place.
And then from compassion, they can come up with any forward moves they want to do.
No, but you got to make it poetic. They can go there by listening to their heart.
Ah, there you go.
Right. Now you can see why it really talks to psychodynamic people.
Yeah.
They love the language.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's way cool.
But all you have to do is put your traps at the place.
Yeah, that's right.
These are language traps. Like,
yeah.
Wow. That is cool. Okay. So you school psychologists do this in a biofeedback place.
Is it like a clinic that you're doing this in?
Clinic? Yeah. Or in the classroom?
I'm doing it in my clinic. Yeah. I used to do it in schools.
Yeah. So they have biofeedback equipment in the school, in other words.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
You have to buy it, but they can have it.
Okay.
Could you hook up a whole classroom?
I can hook an old classroom, yes.
Yeah.
But it's not common to do it.
No.
I just think it just came to my mind. I thought it would look cool.
Well, you know what else came to my mind was hooking up the teachers too with the students.
Right.
So they can all go
you can actually do it.
Yeah.
If you're working with electrodermal activity.
Yeah.
Since it is a current that flows from one place to another, you attach the sensor to the teacher's end and to the student end, and they have to hold their ends together to close the electric loop.
Wow. I love it.
The electric circuit. So there is a full electric circuit. they can learn to work together.
Yeah.
More the shared value.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. This would be cool.
Yep.
And then, and folks, the value of I'm going to get it any day, biofeedback. I kept wanting to say biofeedback. It's biofeedback. Is that you get immediate feedback, let's say on your heart rate. So now you know, instead of having to guess, you just see your heart rate going up and down from second to second. And you can quickly learn to regulate that. Yeah. Then while Yossi's talking about through other means of feedback, you can, you know, get yourself in a sort of a compassionate state. We'll use the his term, compassionate. So if you can learn how to do that and learn that is a very, let's say it's not, it's a safe place to be. It doesn't require a lot of energy. That's the best way.
Right.
And since it doesn't require a lot of energy, then we're all going to go to it because none of us want to burn up a lot of energy.
And it's going to feel good when we're there.
Right, when you're there. So if you got your whole classroom in this compassionate state, now they're in a whole lot better spot for doing other things.
Yeah.
Which sounds like psychological safety to me.
That's what I was thinking.
Exactly. It's rewarding. That's what actually matters. It's rewarding.
Right. It's rewarding, right.
When it's rewarding, then it increases the probability that we'll keep doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They
don't want to stay there. Right. Exactly.
They don't want to stay there. And then the cool thing to look then is, you know, how does learning occur? Is it is it more efficient? You know.
At the very least,
they'll enjoy showing up to class.
Yeah.
Which is a whole lot better than it is usually.
I'm going to want to go to that class. That's a class I'm going to want to attend.
Right. So it's sort of cool.
Yeah.
Right. Because a lot of environments, and I go back to the psychological safety thing, when we get in with groups of people, we don't feel safe. We feel threatened. And then we start doing things to defend ourselves. And then all kinds of, you know, untoward stuff begins to happen when we get in that kind. So if you could set up and get people where they would quickly learn how to get into this, as Josie calls it, compassionate place, which is highly consistent with feeling safe. Well, now you can put your energies toward shared purposes. Mm. You know, where do we want to go? What do we want to What do we want to work on today? Which is a whole lot better than running around protecting yourself. And usually when it's protecting themselves, it's every person for themselves. And they're they're all going in different directions.
No shared purpose. We're throwing up the sandbags and that's it, right?
All right, all right. Everybody's in defensive mode.
Yeah.
This is cool. So they learn how to be in a compassionate place within themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Well, you should spread that around the world.
Absolutely.
Well, I should write a paper, but I can't find the time for writing.
Well, you're on a podcast. We'll send this baby around the world, and
we're gonna send this everywhere, and you can send it anywhere you want.
This goes all around the world. Man, it's such a great title. What is it? It's something like, what is it? Listening to your heart.
Learning to listen to your heart or something like that.
Listen to your heart for compassion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. I'm looking for a title here. Yeah.
So even learning, learning to listen to your compassionate heart. I don't know.
I had the title of one. I wrote a paper about it, but I didn't. Can't remember.
Learning.
What I call it.
Listen to.
I called it. Okay, I can change the name. At first, I called it a happy outcomes first.
Ah,
okay.
Okay.
So I can call it a compassionate outcomes first.
There you go.
That's it. That sounds really good. I like that.
I'm going to still go listening. I like ing words in English. Listening to your compassionate heart. And then it's going to be that colon. And biofeedback. Oh, let's do it that way. No. To your with Josie.
What, Josie? Right.
That'll be a great title.
Yeah, I like it.
That'll be great. People will pick up on that in a second.
Okay.
Oh, they will. Oh, the secret.
This is really good stuff.
For everybody listening, because Phil and I are consumers too.
Right.
Yeah, you're going along in this busy world, and there's lots of stuff, and you're looking for titles. You're looking for pictures. You're looking for titles that grab you, that hook you. Come on. The advertising word is hook. And so something like that of listening to your compassionate heart, there's a significant number of the population for this podcast that will click on that because they would like to listen to
I want that.
Well, that basically is I want that, exactly. And so now they can listen and learn. And there's biofeedback equipment available, folks.
Oh, yeah. I know there is biofeedback.
You can get it. It's not
You can attach it to your cell phone and
Exactly.
Yep.
Right. This is widely available stuff, which is something. This is pretty cool. We can get everybody hooked up to biofeedback and listening to their compassionate heart. Maybe we will change the world. Yeah. You never know.
Especially in schools, you know, with young students.
Hell, I think we ought to. I think we ought to take it to seats of government around the world.
Oh yeah.
That's what I think.
Hook Congress up.
Yeah, hook Congress, the U.S. Congress up to that baby. They could use a lot of it.
You know, see, we think big over here. We're just looking at ways that you've come up with a really cool thing. And like, wow.
That's really cool. Yeah. No, that's way cool. That'd be cool. Let's see if some people pick up on this. And
yeah, so you can really teach the whole thing of added variability within that matrix, following the steps.
Well, why don't you write up the steps?
There you go.
I can write the steps. It's easy.
I do them every day.
So
yeah. Right. So just write down 1, 2, 3, 4. You know the steps, and I'll put it in the email when I do the announcement for this, and then that people will have the steps, and they can do it.
They can also contact you if they want.
Sure, we'll send them all to Israel, and they can sit in your classroom. Might get crowded.
Yeah. If you hang around us, you're going to get busy, Yossi. That's just a warning to you.
Where'd you get that idea, Phil? I live a very sedate, laid-back existence. Looking at it from my point of view.
Right. he's being facetious now, just so you know.
For some reason, when people look at me from their point of view, looking at me, they don't see, they think I'm just scurrying around doing all kinds of stuff. So, but I'm having fun. This is fun. This is way cool. This is very cool because it adds on that element of biofeedback, which is very effective.
Oh yeah.
Right.
And it's very not effective. Hard. It's not hard to do.
It's pretty easy.
Really, yeah. In the terms of all,
it's pretty easy, and you can integrate a full biofeedback therapy within the matrix, and just following the steps with electrodermal activity, with altered variability, with temperature, with the breathing gouge, whatever you choose to.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, send me the steps and I'll give people the instructions and they can listen to
it. I devised a few drills.
And we'll get people doing it.
Yeah.
And then we'll put it in a manila envelope and send it to Congress. To the White House, to other places. I use this. But no, I really, listening to your compassionate heart, that's a cool thing. That's just a very cool thing to do. A lot of religious leaders would like to see that. of all different kinds of ilks, yeah. of religious leaders.
That's a tough one to argue against.
We're going, you know, we'd like to see that.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that just sounds right up our alley. Right. and then I can't hardly think of one that it wouldn't. So that would be another cool. And they might actually take it up. That would be pretty cool. Wow. That'd be neat. Well, this has been very enlightening. See, I snuck that word in. Bill knows I'm good at that. But it has been. Yeah, that'll be fun to do. So, and we can, and if you can, send a link to viable biofeedback equipment. Stuff that people can get.
Well, they can maybe start to look around.
Because I think a lot of people think it's it's hard. That's, yeah. You know, they think it's hard, yeah. And it's not. It's really not hard. It may have been hard 50 years ago, but not with all these smartphones running around and, right. You know, we all got these handheld computers that could take us to Mars and back. No, it's not hard. we have the technology, so why not hook up and do it?
Almost everyone owns the technology. Yeah. The runners who have the strips.
Oh, yeah. You have your fitness app. You have your heart rate monitor. Yeah,
exactly.
It's 1, 2, 3 to just put in an app that
gets that very For that good. Matter, your heart rate monitor that you go around your chest, that's biofeedback.
Yeah. Right.
They just don't call it biofeedback, but it is.
We don't call it biofeedback, but that's actually a sensor that you can measure heart rate variability.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, wow. This is so cool.
Neat.
Well, yeah, very neat. Well, thank you so much for coming on. This is great.
I'd love to.
Fun. And we'll work on, what did I do? Oh, I got it. Listening to your compassionate heart.
Nice.
Yeah, man, that's poetic.
Yeah.
That's way cool. And folks, just look up, if you're in Israel, you can look up Yossi. You'll see his name on all of this and support him, whatever he's doing on this very important, I don't know, valued life direction.
Yeah.
That's a good act way of saying it. And stay in touch with Phil and I. We'll be back. We have more podcasts. I have podcasts I haven't got out yet. I even got too busy for Kevin Polk standards. I will.
And Yossi, we can have you back again too if you'd like to.
Absolutely. We'll have you back.
Okay. Can think of another cool stuff.
Oh man, other cool stuff, or we'll take people through the steps with you, you know, how to do it.
We haven't talked about the schema therapy.
We have to do that. We have to come back. We don't want to overwhelm them. Yeah. So that's it. We'll come back and you'll talk about schema therapy. That's perfect.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's perfect. We'll do it. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming
thank
on.
You.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
I gotta stop the recording. Let me see.